Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there. She's your moderator as well as the station manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining the show tonight, and hope that your Monday is starting off on a good note, hopefully. We still have a lot of snow here, and I'm sure Nina, she also does too, probably way more than we do, but it's been consistently snowing. It'll stop for just a little bit, and it'll go right back. So tonight now we're getting a snow mixed with rain, so hopefully things will start to look a little bit better after this ice pass, because the temperature is supposed to drop tonight. Listen, breaking news. They passed the bill. They've averted the government shutdown. Breaking news, the government shutdown has been averted. You will be continuing to work until further notice. All right. Thank you, and I'm so happy for you folks. You don't have to live wondering what's going to happen next. We do daily psychic readings on the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net every day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night. If you don't want to schedule a reading right now, you can also go to the website and just subscribe or donate, up to your choice. By the way, let me give a shout out to Heather. She donated to the website. We really appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you so much. She's one of our treats. She'll come in the chat room and help Nina out. So, and even when sometime when Nina's not here, she comes in and help me out too. So thank you very much, Heather. God bless you. And we appreciate it all, whether you donate or not. But, you know, just subscribe. So don't forget, because you know, you guys, what is it, this Friday, Nina, or Thursday is Valentine's, we'll be drawing names for the contest.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah. All right, well, without further ado, let me bring in Nina. Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. I hope you're having a great Monday. Mine didn't start off so well. I'm sick again. So, yeah, here we go again. But I will, I'm not going to shut myself down this time. I'm going to push myself through it because as of today, I have only 2 weeks to pack everything up and move from my house. So, yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get on to prayers and whatever else, Lenis.
Oh, okay. I have two birthdays. Happy birthday to Cheryl, my eldest niece, and happy birthday to my cousin Gwen in California. Hope you both had a good birthday, and God bless you both. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Our will be done. And we release all karmic density that affects us spiritually, mentally, and physically to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. All right now, Miss Nina. What else?
Yeah, just a reminder about Valentine's Day. Folks, it's just a day. If you aren't showing the people that you love, that you love them all the year, then there's something wrong. And the same goes for the love that's shown to you. It should be shown to you all year long, not just on the one day. Yeah, okay, maybe you're going to have date night that night or whatever, but come on, we got to love all year round.
There you go. And you don't have to put yourself in debt for it either. You know, like, oh,
yeah.
That's what I did on Valentine's or Mother's Day, Father's Day, yeah. Being competitive or whatever. Thank you, Nina. All right, well, without further ado, are we ready to begin, young lady?
You bet.
Okay. Our first caller is area code 256. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Kimberly from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you.
So what question may we answer for you tonight?
Yeah, my question is about a relationship. I'm not dating, but just wondering when that would happen in my life.
Do you still have feelings for your past relationship? I mean,
no, ma'am.
I see distance. Okay. I see distance, but I can feel some love there, too. I don't know. Do you have children together?
No.
Okay. Okay. Do you have toys?
Well, Kimberly,
use them
for
the time being. Go ahead.
Linus, I'm picking up some, the angels are telling me that you need to be clear on what you want. Yeah, write down your intentions that you want and the qualities that you want in a partner, and I think that may help send him to you.
Okay.
So relax your criteria a little
bit.
Would you say I've done that? Been there and done that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe it's time for Kimberly to love Kimberly. Go ahead,
Nina. Yeah, and they keep telling me that you need to do the work. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but that's what they keep telling me, is that you need to do the work. Now, what maybe the work is on yourself. Not sure. Sorry, that they just keep telling me that. Manish, are you picking up anything?
No, I just I picked up distance in the relationship, that there was somebody there, but it's wavering, and I also picked up intimacy. So, yeah, I don't really see anybody forward coming, you know. This person in the background wavering is like, no, you're not together, but there's still feelings there between the two of you. I don't know that maybe you didn't develop closure when you split it up or just, you know, one day said, hey, you know what, screw it, I'm gone. So, yeah. But however that you reconcile it and you're happy with it, God bless you. I'll put it to you like that. But, yeah, I don't see anybody forthcoming. But I do mean that about the toys, because it's a good pacifier until. Kimberly.
Okay.
Why you get quiet? Look, y'all know I'm reality. Nina's the one that's the Sunday morning. Okay.
All right.
Was there somebody that you wanted us to look into or something? Oh, okay, she's gone. I got a feeling
like
about you, Kimberly. But anyway, I'll talk to Nina about that later. Go ahead.
No, she didn't like what we had to say. So, you know what? That's okay. you don't like what we have to say, then you go about changing things, because that's all it will take. To change what we have told you, all you need to do is change the path you're on, and you'll change what we've told you. But if you want, if you like what you're hearing, stay on this path, and you'll, that's what will happen. Kimberly was kind of wishy-washy. I was not picking up too much on her. I don't know why, and all they kept telling me was, Kimberly, do the work. Now, what that work is, Kim knows. Figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it a little later. That picked up something as well. But
I have a full house in the chat room. Heather is there. Thank you, Heather, for your donation. We really appreciate that. And my friend Carol,
yeah,
the one that popped, she's also in there.
Oh,
have,
welcome to the Sarah. Well, Heather, you know we love you, so hello, hello, Heather, and welcome, welcome, Sarah. Welcome to the show,
no,
young
Carol.
Lady.
Carol.
Oh, okay, no. Carol. Yeah, welcome to the show.
And then we have a new caller I don't know is also in there. So welcome to you, and I hope your friend starts feeling better. I'm sure he will. Just give him a little bit of time, whatever the issues are. He's not mad at you. So we have all the lines open. So if you want. All
right, we got a full house in the chat room. This is wonderful. I am happy to hear that. See, my prayers do get answered. I was just thinking about Nina, since people are, you know, seems to be the high call is romance, relationship, with Valentine coming up. So I thought what I'd do, you know, our old standby, the relationship prayer?
Yeah.
Or your mate, the prayer for your mate, that's what it is. I thought I'd read that since, oh, good, I did find it. Thank you. Since we got open lines, and maybe I should say that. The lines are open, so, you know, if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. The phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914, or you can always go into the chat room because Nina's in there moderating as well, and we've got some special guests. Heather's in there tonight and Miss Carol, so we're just all on it all the way around. You can't miss. It's a win-win situation. So I'm going to read this prayer for a mate, or a partner, or a loved one, or a husband, or a wife. And I just want you to listen to the words. And as you're listening to the words, really think about you. What do you want? Because, you know, you love you, you forgive you, and you think the highest good, right? That's a daily mantra for you. But how do you really feel about you, your worth, and your value, and how the public sees you and how you really are? Okay. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, their honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite this lover, who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity, who has dealt with his or her who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self and by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we all are, and not settling, repeat, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true deep abiding love into our lives. So be it, all our wills be done. Okay. And that is your Valentine Day prayer.
Lennis, is this prayer on the website?
Yeah, but I think it's back a few months. I'll have to pull it back up. I can copy and paste it and bring it back up again. You want me to put it on the blog?
Please do, because I think it's a good one for everybody right now, maybe ending a relationship and looking for a new one, just as a reminder that this is what you want for yourself. You deserve the best and the highest good for yourself. So, yeah, I'm very fortunate to have the husband I do have for 44 years, almost 45. He's remarkable. That's all I can say about that. But we have a caller, Lana.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Area code 412. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica. How are you?
Hi, Jessica. Terrific. And yourself?
Good. How are you? So, do I just ask a question?
Yes, please.
Yes.
I have all this stuff up in the air regarding my children, and I just need to know, do you see me receiving my positive news that I'm anticipating, you know, shortly? Hopefully, I mean, I'd love to hear by Friday, but do you see me hearing it by soon?
Wow. And possibility. Okay, I'll tell you what I got. I had to write it down really fast because the angels were talking to me. They're saying that you're short-tempered, narcissistic, self-centered, and yes, it's a possibility that you will receive it by Friday. You know I don't know you, I don't know you, but I asked your question, and they came up with the adjectives first, and
My ex is a narcissistic individual. That definitely is not me.
Okay, that's fine. That's what Lennis was picking up then. It was probably him, so
severely narcissistic. I'm severely not the narcissistic.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, it's just his energy is still around you. I got possibility for your Friday date. Possibility, yes.
How do you see it ending with the whole situation? What do you see as sort of the outcome when it's just going to all be over?
It'll be good, but you'll be angry.
Yes,
go ahead,
it's
Nina.
Going to be good. It's not going to be exactly what you hoped for.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, it will be good, but it won't be exactly what you are hoping for. Okay?
Okay.
So just kind of prepare yourself for that.
Do you see the news that I'm getting to be like, okay, someone needs to reevaluate it, or more like, here's the decision?
Jessica, I would refer you to our website and schedule a reading. And Nita and I both can talk to you in private.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be glad to do that. That way we can get more in depth with you about that than on the air. Plus, you can only get one question per call. You know, you'd have to call back in. But I think you need more in-depth reading. It's up to you. Check it out on the at the website, essenceofsuccess.net, and go to readings and just scroll down, okay?
Okay, thank you
we'll
so
be glad
very
to
much.
Help you. You're welcome.
You're
we're
welcome.
Glad to help you. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank
you. A beautiful
you.
Week. Mm-hmm. Y'all know it's our pleasure and honor to answer your question, but like Nina said, you can change your destiny at any time, so you have control of your future. We give you the answers to the best of our abilities, but what you do with that information is up to you, y'all. So we're just telling you, we're letting you know what we hear and we feel and see and what they're telling us, and how you capitulate that is up to you. Okay, next call is area code 812. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Nicole.
Hi, who is this?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay.
What's your question?
So what can we answer for you tonight, Miss Nicole?
Well, I just want to know about my love life. What do you guys see?
I'm sorry, I have to laugh. Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody around this year is wondering about their love life. You know what? Springtime is the best time for love. Right now, it's too damn cold here. That's all I got to say. And I imagine it's raining wherever else you guys are if it's warmer. Yeah, Nicole, your love life. Like Lena says, are you involved with anything right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Lennis, what are you picking up?
Heck, I'm writing it down. It's coming fast about this child. It says, Nicole, you're on fire, speedy, good looks, and you have an open door to romance. So it's not hard for you. I think that would it, in essence, don't wear your heart on your sleeve. It's not a problem for you to get a man, but you want substance in a man. You don't just want the physical. You want the spiritual and the mental, right? Because communication is important. And also you don't shit where you eat. So getting back to you, you want to, the fire is good in you to be speedy. Just, you know, evaluate before you regulate. You know what I mean? With a man.
Exactly.
And you're good looking and you open doors like, girl, just go on out there, enjoy yourself. Just be careful, you know. Just be careful, but enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't, they didn't show me any man directly, I guess because for you, it's a generous love life. That men will always be attracted to you. I mean, that's a good thing. What do they say? It could be a blessing, it could be a curse. Yeah, okay.
Right,
that's why
I
said it's up to you to evaluate before you regulate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I always evaluate. Like, you know, this. Yeah, you just don't want to pick anybody. You got to see what, you know, what qualities do they have and what standards do you have. I mean, my standards are not high at all, but, I mean, I don't want a guy that doesn't have his, that's not spiritually together, mentally together, emotionally together. You know, I want him to be put together, like, have a, you know, have his life together.
Well, that's your communication and understanding, which, you know, watch for red flags.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's what I said. When I search for a guy, I want to see how well is, you know, does he fit into my life? Because I have my own, house, I have my own career, my own everything. I want to see how well can, where can he fit in my life? Because I just graduated college too, so can he meet me where I'm at?
And so you should. That's why that prayer, if you were just listening to it, I said at the end twice, don't settle, because he's out there for what you're looking for. Yes, ma'am. So, and don't believe the hype. My daughter's in her early 40s, and they keep saying, oh, you know, there's no men out there without children. Men, all men have kids by the time they're 30, you know, or 35. And she's met some professional men that either have chosen not to have children or just haven't met the lady yet that they want to have children by. So they're out there. So that's what I'm telling you. Don't settle. He's going to come along, you know. In the meantime, just look at it as filling in. Just filling the void in the meantime. Or as one lady said yesterday, friend with benefits.
I just got out of, it's kind of weird. I was in a weird relationship. It started off friends with benefits, and then we just got friends, and then we got closer, and then I was like, I think I'm back in the day, like about 2 years ago, I was friends working for a firm with benefits because I was going through a divorce. And now that recently ended about a month ago or whatever. And my standards have changed. I'm like, I'm looking for something more committed now.
I do have some information for you for when you are going to find this special someone. It's going to be when the trees are in bloom. And when the trees are in bloom in your area is when you will find this person.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Have fun.
Keep that radar up and those womanly wows, young lady.
Mhm. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Nicole.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful week. You're welcome. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show, is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Miss Nina's in the chat room as your moderator, and also we have Heather and Carol in the chat room as well. So please join them either on the line or I should say in the chat room, or either call in on the phone. And right now we're getting ready to take a call, but we do have some lines open, so please call in. All right. Next caller is area code 607. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Hi. It's Linus and Nina. Miss Nina.
Okay.
And this is who? Oh, you're Nicole?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show, Nicole. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. So what's going on in your neighborhood? You seem a little
cold. It's snowing.
Oh. You on the East Coast?
Huh?
I said, are you on the East Coast? Is that where you live? On the East Coast? Oh, okay. All right.
What's your question, Nicole?
Well, what question can Miss Nina and I answer for you tonight?
Well, when's Robbie going to put in that door so I can feel secure about my income, and when am I going to move?
Which question would you prefer for us to answer? Because only one question per caller.
All right, when am I going to move?
I'm not picking up too much. They're telling me you haven't done the work to move. You need to be looking for something.
No, Darlene would say I don't do work, and she's wrong. And, see, I'm in Catholic Charities. They will move me when they find an apartment. I'm wondering when I'll find an apartment.
Okay,
I got a toxic situation that you have an attitude and it's hard to get help. Does any of that resonate with you, Nicole?
Well, I have a repayee, yeah.
Okay. So you're waiting for the government assistant in order for you to move? You're waiting for them to give you clearance to another place?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, there's nothing to feel shame about. You gotta live, honey. I see some paperwork sitting on a desk that should have went through this month. So that's part of the situation. It's not slowed up on somebody's desk. It's like they're waiting for a decision to be made. and then it can go forward. So it looks like it might be March, and at the latest April before you get out of there. I'm sorry, but that's what they're showing me, either March or April.
All right.
And if it's by April, I feel like then you're like you're really just being pushed out. I see like somebody's got their hand at your back, and they're pushing you out by April. So hopefully by March you'll be able to, you know, go ahead with your move or make preparations for that, that you're out by April 1st at the latest. Okay?
Do you know where I might move to? What street it is?
No, I didn't ask that question. I just asked where you're going to move.
All right.
You can call back in. You're more than welcome to. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Nicole, and have a beautiful week. All right, next caller is area code 404. You're on the air with Lennox and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm good, but I have some odd issues. It's like there's a restriction on me, but it seems to be mental. Like maybe I did it, and why did I do it?
You're speaking as what? In spiritual, Charlotte? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nina.
Yes, in spiritual. In spiritual, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. So that's your question. Have you done something? Really,
yeah,
unclear.
Like... Okay, it seems as if I have a mental block spiritually. No, it's more like a restriction spiritually. And it seems like
you put up that concrete wall.
Yes, why?
You know why? Because you didn't want to accept what was coming your way. The angels are telling me right now, they're showing me, you put up a concrete wall in within your spirituality. You know, there's the old saying, we walk by faith, not by sight. You have to believe
yeah.
that you think what is not possible is believable. Well, for some reason, you put a block. Now, I don't know if that's due to someone passing, a family or a friend, or something didn't work out like it should have in life, and you felt that it was unfair, and maybe that made you become detached, you know, towards your faith. I don't care about your religion, just your belief that there is something higher than us that's governing this. What else? The angels want me to tell you to eat more soup too, Charlotte. I don't know why, but
soup?
They're saying you need to eat more soup with vegetables. You
okay.
need to eat more soup. It'll help you, the vitamins and the minerals.
Okay.
Okay, now back to your spirituality. Yeah. The angels are saying that they know you suffered a deep hurt.
Yes.
And you haven't resonated out of that yet. You're trying. The angels are telling me she's trying, you know, but it just takes time. And I'll tell you this, everybody moves in their own way. Don't let people tell you, oh, get over it. Come on, you should, but that was years ago. You should get over it. No. When it's time, you will. You work in your time, not mine's, not Nina's, not your best friend or whoever. You work in Charlotte's time. And that will be the right time. Do you understand me?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
I ain't trying to be funny now. I want you to understand.
No,
that.
I know you're not. I'm not taking it as funny at all. I know how spiritual things work. Very well.
Yeah, because,
well,
you know, people always, you know, other people want us to do it their way, or they think you should react and your behavior should be their way. But you have to be true to yourself, you know, even sometimes when it's wrong. Okay, that's experience. Life learning, teacher, whatever, and go on. But when you're comfortable with it, when you don't have to turn around and look back, baby, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
it'll get better. I'm just going to leave it like that. It will get better. But in the meantime, we got to bring your health up. So eat more soups, even if you want to make homemade. You know it's wintertime now, Charlotte. Make you some turkey soup. Get a turkey breast and cook that and make you some turkey soup. That's real good this time of year. Split pea, ham, whatever, you know, that you enjoy.
What about
or buy some
vegetables?
Expressos. Progressive. That's it, progressive. Go ahead.
But what about steamed vegetables? Does that help situation too? Okay.
Of course.
I like those soups actually, but I'll do soup also. Can I ask another question?
Yeah, you know, I know Nina says only one, but only because the other lines are not lit up. No, because it's true. You only get one question, but because the other lines are not lit up right now, I'm going to give you that opportunity. So go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, is this block because of what just happened with the boyfriend within the last 7 days?
No, did nobody put roots on you? No.
No, I'm not saying that. No. I'm not saying that. I know it's not because I know the difference. That's why I asked. That's why I said mental.
You mean his energy?
No, because there were some things that happened with him which I was extremely disappointed with, and he has some issues that are not going away. And I'm kind of running away from him too.
Yeah. Well, you did the right thing. You know why? Because, Charlotte, I believe you'll agree with this. It's better to lay your head down at night with a peace of mind and to wake up with such.
Yeah, really.
Well.
I guess you answered that question.
Okay. And you understand what I'm telling you while I'm saying this, a peace of mind. I mean, we all
love and get
hurt, bittersweet, whatever, but the end result is, I want to be happy. I want to love me. And from loving me,
yeah,
then I can just pour out my love and happiness to other people. But it begins with me. So, you know, get back to the Charlotte everybody know. Okay? Get back to
her. Oh, you're good. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. And keep me and Nina informed of what's going on, woman. All right?
Okay. So you have this every Monday?
Yes, ma'am. Sunday at 3:00 to 4:30. Well, your time, of course, on the East Coast, so you need to judge it because that's Pacific time, West Coast.
Uh-huh.
3 p.m. to 4:30, and then every Monday night at 6:00. And then you can schedule a reading now on our website, essenceofsuccess.net, Monday through Friday. That's 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. You just go to when you get to the website, click on the icon readings, and just scroll down. Scroll down to the page. It'll give you some background on me and Nina, of course. And then you schedule your reading. And if nothing else, Charlotte, subscribe, because we do a monthly newsletter. And, in fact, we have a Valentine contest coming up. Yeah. So people that are on the subscribers list, we're going to put all their names in a hat, shake it around, and have somebody pull the name out, and la-la.
Yeah,
they'll get a free hour reading from us, both of us.
Oh, really?
Me and Nina. Yes.
Okay.
So that's like $120 for free. So.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I got to go to that website.
Tell your friends. Subscribe to the site. Get a reading. All right. Well, you have
All
a
right.
good week, and thank you for calling, Charlotte. God bless you.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. All right, Miss Nina. What's going on
in
the chat room with Heather and Carol? And welcome also to the new person in the chat room. Welcome to the show.
There's not much going on. We're pretty quiet in there. So I'm giving my 2-minute warning because my voice is going to give out, which is why I didn't chime in on this last caller. One of the reasons why. There was another, but that's why. So, yeah, you have 2 minutes, and then we are shutting down for the week. And I will not be here next weekend, next Sunday or Monday, unless I get a good connection in the mountains. If I have a good connection in the mountains, I will be here. If I'm around and not seeing wolves or elk or moose or whatever. But, yeah. And then the next weekend, I am moving. I'm moving on the Monday, so I won't be here on the Monday night for sure.
Oh, heck no.
Carol, while you are still listening to me, do you need anything from the gem store? Because I will be going to complete my supply of gems. while I am in Jasper. So if you need anything, send me a text later, and I will pick it up for you.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I know I do want some of that crystalline. What's the other thing besides the sea salt that you always mention, Nina?
The kyanite.
Yeah, the kyanite. Can you pick that up there, a little piece of that?
Yes, I can. In fact, I think I have some still on hand, so I can probably send
you
one.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, after you get settled in, don't you send it now, of course, but after you get settled in at your new place and everything, then send it to me, and I'll send you the money for the postage. Yeah, I can't seem to find that down here, so since you do, I'll just buy it from you.
I'm just going to tell you that not all places that sell your crystals and your gems that we use for healing and for protection and stuff are good places to buy them. I have been in a couple of stores here where they actually put evil crap on these stones and you're taking it home. Well, I cleanse my stones right away as soon as I get them, but not everybody does that because not everybody is a Reiki master. Let's face it, and everybody knows to cleanse their stones. So if you are not a Reiki master and you pick up crystals or stones from somewhere, bring them home and immerse them in sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Just dry sea salt. Just put the crystals in that, cover them, and leave them overnight. And that will cleanse the stones for you. So you will get rid of anything that is attached to those stones. And sometimes there is things attached, and that is why people have wild dreams or think they see things, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, if you're going to buy crystals or any kind of stones, gems, whatever, make sure you cleanse them first.
Yeah.
That's my little tip.
Thank you, Nina, for that. Yeah, thank you. That's good knowledge to know, too, because I know people going. And, you know, you're right, Nina. I find that metaphysical stores, they vary. You know, what they carry, some have clothes and the gems, you know, some have cards, all different type of cards and stuff. They vary. But I think most of them all do carry gems, but they don't carry everything. You know what I mean? That, you know, they may be looking for a certain type. But I find that quite interesting.
Yeah, and like I said, you have to be careful because not everybody has pure intentions. And, yeah, you don't want to be bringing that stuff home with you.
No, for sure. For sure. Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to thank you. Yes. Go ahead, Nina. Close us out.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks, Heather and Carol, and my new listener in the chat room, and for all of you callers tonight. Thank you very much. The full moon is when, Lennis?
On the 20th, which is next Wednesday.
All right.
Next
Wednesday. Full moon
is
coming, so people acting weird, that's why. Have a great rest of the week. Hopefully I'll have a good connection and I can talk to you on Sunday.
That's right. And remember, we averted the shutdown. You don't have to worry about missing work Friday. You'll be continuing on your careers. All right. We love you. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, of course we do. And again, we do thank Heather and Carol for joining us today and the new person in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you guys next Sunday. Unless you see something posted on our Essence of Success Radio Network page on Facebook. Okay.
Love you, Nina.
In a love that's just begun by the time this time. Slow and easy ride. Just lay back and let love.